You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us on the phone line for this segment a gentleman by the name of Paul Ruel, who has started a new company called Blue Moon Photonic Light Therapy. And that is an interesting way to take care of horses. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Can you explain for our listeners exactly what photonic light therapy is?
Yeah, it's a beam of light that is placed on the skin or, you know, under the hair of the horses, and it stimulates acupuncture points, which promote healing.
Okay, so basically you get the horse in there, and rather than applying the needle, you apply this light. And what does the horse do when that's taking place? Do they just kind of whinny with pride, or do they wince? I mean, what is the reaction typically from the horse when this is happening?
Well, what'll happen when you're hitting the right spots that giving the horse a problem, they might start licking and chewing, and sometimes they'll pass gas.
Wow. Usually you don't need a light for that kind of an activity, but
that's a sign that they're, you know, relaxing.
That's nice. That's nice.
Much like we do.
Precisely. Well, when it comes to finding the spots, Paul, how do you know where the spots are that are the proper acupuncture points?
Well, I take it's similar to a pencil, you know, the eraser end of a pencil, and I'll go over these different acupuncture points, and you know, when you hit one of those points that are giving the horse a problem, they'll have different reactions. They might try biting you or moving away from you, or sometimes, depending on how bad it's hurting them, they might even try kicking you.
Oh, so if you get a good kick, you know you're doing your job right.
Right. You got the right spot.
Well, hey, there you go.
Hey, Rick.
Once I pick myself up off the floor, I'm going right back at that one.
Yeah, well, you got to get back on.
Well, my experience, Rick, is I must be having a lot of success with animals because they kick me all the time.
I thought they just spit on your face there, Lee.
Oh, that's only the alpacas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, Paul, in terms of the overall procedure, how do people go about figuring out that this is the right thing that they need to do? I mean, what are the kind of symptoms that a horse needs to have that this is the right cure for, and how do the people know it?
Well, it's just something, you know, most people will take their animals to a vet, and, you know, much like humans, you go to a doctor, and eventually you find out that the medications or whatever they're giving you isn't working, so you try some alternative medicine, and that's basically what this is. It's alternative.
And are there classical conditions that the horse will exhibit that this is really targeted for? You know, is it your horse is lame, or does it have a digestive disorder, or what are the kind of, like, issues that this is most suited for?
Well, it's mainly suited for, in fact, it was mainly developed by this veterinarian, Dr. McLaren.
Okay.
He's from Australia, and the horse's hindquarters are so big, you can't even x-ray them. Because
right.
They're so dense, so
right.
he developed this light to treat those conditions that are really kind of undiagnosable.
And Paul, how did you get involved with this whole thing?
I was watching Pirelli Natural Horsemanship on Dish Network one time, and they had Dr. McLaren on there, and it was amazing watching them work with these horses and, you know, the problems they were having, and it was almost like instant results he was getting with them.
Now, is this something, I can't imagine this is exclusive to horses, if this is an effective way of finding remedy for otherwise unsolved mysteries, this has to be something that might apply to other animals.
Right, yeah, you can use it on dogs, cats, you can use it on people even.
And does it gain much popularity? Is there more practicing persons than you and the doctor in Australia?
Yeah, there's quite a few people doing it. As far as in this area, I couldn't really tell you, but I know it's a worldwide thing.
So do you guys communicate through the internet? Do you have a sense of how big the following of this concept is or not?
I have no idea.
Okay. Honestly. It sounds like something you're rather passionate about. Our producer knows you well and spoke very, very highly of both you and your exercise. So,
well, good.
Well, let me ask this question, Paul. What is the instrument itself that you use for generating this light? I mean, I guess I have crazy visions in my head. I'm seeing Luke Skywalker and a lightsaber out with a horse.
It's probably this light is probably 9 inches long and probably an inch in diameter. And the actual lens on the light itself is probably a half inch around.
Okay. And how long do these treatments take to, if you've got a horse and you're administering it, what is the timeline that's involved to do the whole horse?
Well, to do the whole horse, there's what they call 9 standard points. You know, they're points that you are the most common ailments. So you would hit those 9 points first, and to do each one, you know, like I say, you go over it with a pencil, just a couple strokes in those different points, and if the horse reacts to that, then you hold the light on that point for 10 seconds.
And you may have mentioned this already. This horse is laying down or standing?
Standing.
Okay. Yep. All right.
And it's a good idea, you know, to have somebody holding the horse. That way you can keep one hand on the horse and use the other one to hold the light.
It doesn't sound like it would take that long if there's, how many points did you say?
9 standard
points. 9 points, and you're saying 10 seconds?
10 seconds a point. So you could do it, you know, in under 5 minutes, all 9 points.
Okay. But I think you had mentioned before the show that this isn't something that you can just do at once and expect it to be done. This is a kind of an exercise that has to occur over at least a few days?
Yeah, sometimes you are fortunate. I've had that happen to me to where I was able to treat a horse just one time and it was fine.
Uh-huh. Is that typical or is it usually more often?
It's kind of unusual.
Okay. Give us an account of either your own personal horses or ones that you've gone over to treat that kind of speaks to the success of this particular therapy.
I've got one horse here that's highly afraid of any kind of tool that you might put around her face, like warming medication or even getting shots.
Okay.
She's like a little kid that just totally freaks when she sees that thing in your hand.
Okay.
And when I first started doing a light on her, she was totally freaked out with that. In fact, she still reacts to it sometimes, thinking I'm going to give her a shot.
Sure.
What I do with her is there's a point on their lower neck. It's called the endorphin point. So I hit that point, and she just, like, totally relaxes.
Ah.
And it's, like I say, it's almost something like that. It's almost instantaneous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, is that where the fart comes in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Paul, it makes me wish that maybe there was a device like that for human beings.
Oh, I know.
Because certainly that's something that many of us could use when we say the wrong thing
order
to make things better. But we want to thank you very much for coming on the show and talking about this. Paul, is there a way, if our listeners are interested in talking with you, that they can get more information about photonic light therapy or possibly taking advantage of your services?
Yeah, they can call me at area code 231-349-0551.
Okay. And
I'm located, I don't know if your listeners come up to Hungerford Lake. It's one of the largest horse campground and trail riding areas in the state. Mm-hmm. We're only like 3 miles from there.
Where approximately is that? By what city?
It's about 10 miles west of Big Rapids.
Gotcha. Oh. Well, if we do have any listeners who are interested, we've been talking with Paul Ruel, who is the owner of Blue Moon Photonic Light Therapy, a new method for caring for your horses. And we want to thank you for being with us on the show, Paul. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
And Rick, in our next segment, we're going to continue our conversation about the proper care of your horses if you decide to get it. We've got a returning guest with us in the studio, Dr. Kristen Truwaller, who is pretty much focused just on large animals, and she'll talk with you about proper care for your horses and dealing with triple E, a very bad disease that's out there, right here next on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.